You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders is with us once again this morning, and this week he's celebrating his daughter's birthday, and he'll explain the origins of a somewhat unusual nickname.
My daughter Meredith turned 33 yesterday. I have a hard time with that statement. Goose is 33? No way. When Mare was born in Austin, we lived in one of the final houses on Guadalupe Street, where it tails off north of town. That used to be the Boonies near the end of the bus line. Now the Boonies are miles away in all directions. They tore down the old Brackenridge Hospital where she was born, a squat, red brick building just west of I-35 near downtown. I used to tease Mare that she was that building's demise. I rarely call her Goose anymore, her being 33 and all. I have a hard time explaining why I started calling her that in the first place. It just fit when she was a wide-eyed baby examining the world. Then my mom shot a photo of her being chased by an actual goose at Teague Park in Longview. Mare was about 3. My artist dad turned that into a colored pencil sketch entitled Wild Goose Chase, which now hangs in our house. Thus are sobriquets born and legends made. Mare is still scared of geese. I'm not crazy about them either, at least the chasing kind. That's just one thing we have in common, along with a love for books and writing. We walk alike, as anyone watching us coming down a sidewalk can attest. I've had people say, "That must be your daughter," after watching us both walk, feet splayed to the outside, a slight bounce to the gate. Folks say we look alike as well, though she's obviously much cuter than me. We're both short with brown eyes. I once had brown hair, now it's turned gray or turned loose. Her hair was once purple. I think she's outgrown that phase, save for Halloween, one of her favorite events. Mare's a naturally gifted writer who makes a living as an editor and writer. She had her first poem published at age 8, sent in by her big sister Casey, who fibbed and told Teen Magazine that the author was 13. The poem went hand in hand across the beach, looking for something out of reach. The moonlight shines upon the sea, looking for something called destiny. Not bad for an 8-year-old. These days she's the managing editor for the theater chain Alamo Draft House's website and magazine. Her spot on that site is called Borders Line and covers all sorts of genre. She reviews films, books, and television series. Google it sometime. Her style is breezy and crisp. Her ability to rattle off plot lines and character names is phenomenal. And I'm thrilled she semi-stole her blog title from the old man. One of the most enjoyable exercises of my adult life was when we watched an advanced screening of Charlie Wilson's War together several years ago. We each wrote separate reviews for the Lufkin newspaper. Mare's was considerably better. Like her sister and me, Mare is a proud graduate of the University of Texas at Austin. She jokes that she might be the highest paid English major in America. Not that she's wealthy or anything, just that she gets a steady paycheck doing what she loves. She works a lot, but gets to meet interesting people, television stars, novelists, and such. Like me, Mare has to write, or her world doesn't feel right. I know the feeling. That's why I continue writing a column each week, 32 years after I first started. Several featured a wide-eyed toddler with a goofy nickname. I was then, and am now, a proud father of all my daughters. But this one is for Mare. Happy birthday, Goose. Love, Dad.
Gary Borders is the editor and publisher of the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune, and he also writes online each week at GaryBorders.com. Gary joins us each Friday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio. You can hear all of the past installments of Gary's commentaries on our website. Just go to RedRiverRadio.org and click on Commentaries at the bottom of our homepage. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues now here on Red River Radio, your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS.